A two-time Olympian from the Pacific Northwest is renting out part of his body on eBay to make a point about the earning prospects for elite American runners. It's the latest gambit by outspoken middle-distance runner Nick Simmons to take on his sport's governing boards. Correspondent Tom Bonsi introduces us to the 800-meter champion and his cause.
For my right shoulder, the right deltoid, it's about, 10 or 12 square inches, and 9 square inches of that will be covered with a logo of the eBay auction winner.
A temporary tattoo for the outdoor track season, and Nick Simmons is just getting started.
I want to look like a NASCAR out there. I want to have every square inch covered with a logo, and I want to be paid for each square inch of that advertising space.
Now, why would a two-time Olympian resort to selling skin space on eBay? He's done it once before, made over $11,000 with one sponsor before the 2012 London Games, but Simmons has to cover up or remove any individual sponsor logos at track's highest profile events, including the U.S. Olympic Trials and the Summer Games. Only small logos of the team uniform makers allowed.
We still kind of exist under these semi-pro, mostly amateur governing bodies. And basically what they've done is they've confiscated all of the advertising space and they pimp us out to the highest bidder. And we're lucky if we get a few of the scraps that they toss us at the end of the day.
Simmons acknowledges he's actually luckier than most. He can train full-time for the upcoming Rio Games and doesn't have to work at a second job to make ends meet. But the champion half-miler is driven to change his sport's business model, and the auction of his shoulder space is just one of the means to that end. Simmons makes common cause with college football and basketball players and other competitors.
You also see NCAA, athletes unionizing together and demanding that they control their own name and image, demanding that they receive some of the billions of dollars that are exchanged in events like March Madness and the football playoffs. Mm-hmm. This is the future.
To hasten the future, Simmons launched an antitrust lawsuit this winter against the U.S. Olympic Committee and USA Track and Field. The suit was filed in the name of a caffeinated chewing gum company called Run Gum, co-founded by Simmons and his mentor. The defendants moved to dismiss the lawsuit as groundless. A federal judge in Oregon could rule any day now. The USOC declined an interview request because of the pending litigation, but its legal filings make clear it believes it needs sponsorship exclusivity to generate the revenue to support athlete development and put on competitions. Craig Leone is a professional distance runner as well as manager of the Sports Marketing Master's Program at the University of Oregon College of Business. He says he's not optimistic the sports business model can change quickly short of a judge's order.
I think athletes appreciate what Nick has done. I appreciate what Nick has done. And it takes that kind of a person who's outspoken, who's got a little bravado to be able to do that. But until Nick can rally and galvanize the support of his fellow athletes as a whole, I find it hard to believe that one person can make substantial change.
Is the quad doing all right? Everything looks all right.
Everything feels great.
Simmons trains with the Brooks Beast Track Club in Seattle.
Nice job, guys.
The 32-year-old says it's hard to unionize in what's largely an individual sport. Brooks' teammate Katie Mackey lends her support. Mackey says fewer sponsor restrictions would help track and field to grow.
Loosening these regulations and bringing more money into the sport will make the sport more popular. Because the more people are invested, the more marketing money will go into it.
As the eBay auction ends, Simmons is taking his campaign online under the heading Own Your Skin. He hopes to enlist more Olympians to his cause around the U.S. Olympic trials in Eugene this July. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.